This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif tried to return to Pakistan this week, but it turned into a fleeting visit rather than a return home. Mr. Sharif, who'd been turned out by General Pervez Musharraf in a 1999 coup, was detained at Islamabad's airport just long enough to get a cup of tea, charged with corruption, and then sent back to Saudi Arabia. The Pakistani Supreme Court had ruled that Mr. Sharif was entitled to return from exile, so the stage is set for a period of political rivalry and unrest in a country that the United States depends on in the fight against terrorism. Hassan Haqqani is director of the Center of International Relations at Boston University. He served as an advisor to Mr. Sharif and to former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, who's apparently reached an agreement with President Musharraf that will keep her also from being deported when she returns from exile next month. Ambassador Haqqani joins us from member station WBUR in Boston. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure being here.
And I wonder, from what you've been able to find out from talking to friends and supporters back in Pakistan, what's the reaction to Mr. Sharif being turned back?
Most people are annoyed by the fact that a citizen of Pakistan was not allowed to enter the country, despite the fact that the Supreme Court of Pakistan had categorically stated that he had an inalienable right to return home.
Mr. Haqqani, civilian governments in Pakistan have often been accused of and prosecuted for rampant corruption, Mr. Sharif and Benazir Bhutto among them. Does this, if I might put it this way, give democracy a bad name in Pakistan sometimes?
Pakistan has a long history of a very interventionist military. Now, the easiest way to discredit politicians who might actually put the country on a path in which the military will no longer remain the ascendant institution, the easiest way to do that is to scandalize the civilian government. I'm not saying there is not corruption in Pakistan. Of course there is. But that said, I think that the fact that after 11 years, not a single case against former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto has been proven in any court of law anywhere, that in case of Mr. Sharif also, there has been no judicial disposition of those allegations, tends me to think that basically the military and its civilian supporters tend to overplay the argument of corruption. Furthermore, the Pakistani military has also discredited itself by interfering too much in civilian matters. Only when the military has regained its credibility as an institution of national security will they actually be able to defeat the terrorists in Pakistan.
Let me put this quite naively. What's the drawback, the problem, the hesitation about having nationwide elections and the Muslim League's on the ballot and the PPP is on the ballot and Imran Khan's party is on the ballot and General Musharraf's party is on the ballot and letting the people decide straight away?
Well, the problem is very simple. The election, if it is free and fair and if everybody is on the ballot, will basically show how Pakistani civilians no longer like the idea of the country being run by the military. And that is something that General Musharraf certainly does not want. And the military also is reluctant to accept.
Mr. Haqqani, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Hassan Haqqani, Director of the Center for International Relations at Boston University.